people with autism can be unfairly judged based on their behaviours, which can create a disadvantage in the criminal justice system. New research from Flinders University has found common behaviours for people with autism can be misunderstood, highlighting the need for better education around autism spectrum disorder. Professor Robin Young is co-author of the research. She told The Wire's Michelle Stevenson and Soph Landau she was prompted to undertake the study after observing the way people with autism are treated in the courts.
They were judged unfavourably by either the judges or the jury. Some of the characteristics that are associated with autism are also associated with what we often perceive when people are lying. And I was concerned that these people were being often judged harshly by their behaviour.
Could you explain more about the behaviours that could be misinterpreted?
Well, if you ask someone what they think about when someone's lying, they'll often say they might avoid eye contact or they might fidget. And most of those behaviours are also synonymous with having an autism spectrum disorder. So what we felt is that people would often look at people with autism and look at those behaviours and think they were less credible and more deceptive, not because they were actually lying, but because of their autism, and hence treated unfavourably within the court system.
What are the impacts of judgments like these?
We found that on average, people with autism might receive up to 3 or 4 years longer in a sentence than they would with their peers who have committed similar offences. So those data are just stuff that we've got from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, and it certainly was something that we've stimulated our interest, and we're certainly interested in seeing whether that's actually the case or not. The cases that we have at the moment are very few, and of course we can't always match them with the crime, but what we want to make sure happens is that people who have autism are treated as fairly as people who don't have it when they interact with the criminal judicial system.
What kind of changes do you think are needed to counteract these judgments?
One of the areas of concern was that none of the behaviours directly led to increases in perceptions of deception and decrease in credibility. So it wasn't the eye contact per se or the fidgeting that had a direct link, but instead it was an overall impression that led to increased perceptions of deception and credibility. So what we really need is to educate people who don't have autism in how a person with autism presents, and certainly the criminal judicial system and juries to go into court and explain this person might behave differently or atypically, and it's because of their autism, it's not because they're lying.
What does this tell us about the daily experiences of people with autism?
We have an idea of expectation of how people are going to behave, and when they don't behave in that particular way, we often judge them unfairly. So my experience with people with autism is they're often perceived badly or poorly or misinterpreted just by the way they present. Sometimes I think if people recognise there is a disability, they might be a little bit more understanding, but often with autism, it's a lot more subtle. We did find once people were told they had autism or they were educated, their responses were more favourable. Sometimes I've found that the autism diagnosis isn't offered in the court system because they're frightened that the person might be judged harshly. And what we found is they're judged harshly anyway. So if we can educate people on how autism presents, we're hoping that the treatment will be more favourable or certainly less biased.
Professor Robin Young from the College of Education, Psychology and Social Work at Flinders University, speaking with The Wire's Michelle Stevenson and Soph Landau.